One of the questions that comes up on Samach Dalet Amud Aleph is with regarding the statement that the Gemara made that we're going to be lenient when it comes to the Yerusha of a convert, that he will be able to benefit from his idolatrous father's Yerusha because we're concerned he may end up, as the Gemara says, Yachzer Lekilkulo, he'll go back in his ways, and as a result, we want to keep as many people in the fold as possible, and the chance that he may leave as a result, the bad taste in his mouth for not being able to benefit from his idolatrous father's inheritance will turn him away. We don't want to do that. So I want to mention 2 points that the Chassam Sofer makes with regards to this topic. Number one, the Chassam Sofer says, hold on a second. If the prohibition of getting benefit from an idolater is an Isser Doraisa, then how can the Chachamim, how can Chazal come along and say, oh, we're going to be Makel, and we'll allow it to happen? It's an Isser Doraisa. Says the Chassam Sofer, Chas v'Shalom, we would ever permit this if it's a violation of an Isser Doraisa. If it's an Isser Doraisa, that's it. I'm sorry. Unfortunately, you're going to have to understand that this is the rule and we can't do anything about it. The only way that the Chazal can come along and be Makel is if the whole concept of the Yerushas Hager, the Yerushas Ha'av of a Ger is Derabanan. And he says that is exactly what the Gemara in Kiddushin talks about. The behind the scenes, in order to understand the Gemara in Samach Dalet in Avodah Zarah, you have to understand the Gemara in Kiddushin on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. And the Gemara in Kiddushin over there explains that the Yerusha Sager is Derabanan. The concern was at that point in the Gemara that there was Chilufei Avodas Kochavim, that if you have this relationship with the two brothers, one are inheriting their father, one is an idolatrous non-Jew and the other is a Geri Yisrael, the Gemara said, how could the Geri Yisrael inherit? Essentially, he's going to be in violation of Chilufei Avodas Kochavim. He is taking something instead of the Avodah Zarah in exchange for the Avodah Zarah. That's an Isser, that would be Asr Behana. How can you do such a thing? So that's why the Gemara answered, the whole concept of inheriting a non-Jewish father is, and the whole concept is Derabanan in nature. Right? We know in the Torah that there's a concept of Yerusha, Midoraisa, but when it comes to inheriting from your non-Jewish father, that concept is only Derabanan. And therefore, in our Gemara, when we've discussed the concept of Arotza B'Kiyumo Isha, we don't even discuss the Chilufei Avodas Kochavim. We're past that. We're now discussing the concept of, is it an issue of Arotza B'Kiyumo, because you want to make sure that the idols remain intact for your idolatrous non-Jewish brother. We say, well, we can be Makel. The Arotza B'Kiyumo is only an Isser D'Rabbanan. Yerusha Sager, the concept is only midrabanan, and therefore heimamru veheimamru. Just like the rabbi said, one thing is usher, they can say one thing is mutter, and that's why they permitted the Ger Yisrael to inherit his father in this type of situation. Shema yachzer lichokulo, lest he go back and turn away and leave the fold of Yiddishkeit. Now, there's one other fascinating point which the Chassam Sofer makes, which is that in the Gemara in Kiddushin, doesn't tell us explicitly that we're makel by Yerushas Hager, Shema Yachzer LeKilkulo. Those words aren't mentioned. It just says that the whole concept of Yerusha is midrabanan. Rashi comes along and tells us why Yerushas Hager is dirabanan, and the reason behind it. Rashi's words are De'eno misyaches achar ha'ovid kochavim. He's not miyaches to the idolater, to his father, any longer. Uchikatan shenolad me'elav dami elamidurabananhu. So number one, he's not miyaches to his father, and therefore he's a katan shenolad. So the reason, again, the reason why we are makel to allow him to inherit is because we're concerned that he may end up going back to his idolatrous past. But the whole concept of a ger is that in his relationship to his father, is that he's no longer miyaches to his father. He's a katan shenolav me'elav. And writes the Chasam Sofer, when we've heard this all of this line before, gerishin is gayer kekatan shenolav dami. But says the Chasam Sofer, you know, the truth is, I've looked around and I've tried and I honestly haven't found a source for it. Where do we get the concept? Where does it come from? Where's the proof text for the idea of a gerishin is gayer kekatan shenolav dami? And he doesn't have an answer. He kind of just leaves it as a tzarachi, and he doesn't know where it comes from. But others try to come up with an answer. One interesting answer is given by the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma Parshas Veschanan says that when Moshe tells everyone shuvu lachem lo haleichem, everyone should go back to their tents, he was telling them that now they can go back to their families. But hold on a second, how can you go back to your families? Mistama, many of these husbands and were married to women who, before Matan Torah, they were allowed to be married, and after Matan Torah, they were no longer allowed to be married. So how could it possibly be that now Moshe is saying Shuvu lechem lo haleichem, which would mean go back to your tents, go back home, go back to your wives. You can no longer be with your wives. It's that the Torah was given now, and therefore he says it must be. That's the proof. Gershin is gayer kikatan shenolad dummy. Many Acharonim don't like that answer of the Meshech Chachma, and I did see Rabbi Yitzchak Silverstein quotes an idea from the Ra'avan in Yivamos. The Ra'avan writes that the proof text for Ger Shenis Gayer Kekatan Shenola Dami comes from all the way back in Parshas Lech Lecha, that mentions V'hanefesh Asher Asu B'charan, that Avraham and Sarah were being Megayer. The Avram was Megayer the men, Sarah was Megayer the women, and says the Medrash, that says that they were Nefesh Asher Asu B'charan. They made them. They obviously didn't give birth to them. They made them. So perhaps from there you can say that they were made anew, and there is the proof text for the concept of Gershin is Gayer Kikatan Shenola Dami. Practically speaking, even though with regards to certain things, the son who converts has no yichus to his father, nevertheless, the relationship between a parent and a child, despite their change of religion, is always important to keep intact and keep the relationship strong, so long as there's a mutual respect for each other.